Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to On Air with Russell of Hotels, only on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome to On Air with Russell of Hotels, where we talk about everything hospitality, from hotels to influencers and everything in between. We will feature guest interviews with hospitality professionals who will share their experiences. Your host, Russell Edmond, has spent over 25 years in the hospitality industry, beginning his career with Marriott International in hotel operations, before moving into the sales arena and becoming a relationship building director of sales and marketing. Russell then went to the other side as a hospitality entrepreneur. He now consults in the hotel and meeting space, which includes being the CEO of Russell of Hotels Group. Did I mention he was a veggie foodie? Yes, Russell is always looking for good non-meat eats. Please welcome your host, Russell Edmond.
Good afternoon, and thank you for joining On Air with Russell Hotel. I do appreciate you joining me. We're on show number 53. Can you believe that? Who would have thought? Who would have thought 50? Who would have thought 10? Who would have thought just one? But anyway, we're here. We're here, and I can't complain. So thank everyone for joining me. I always thank you guys back 10 times because I do appreciate that someone actually does join in. Either they listen to us on talk radio, and now they're looking at a Zoom simulcast with the radio as well as Facebook Live. So I do appreciate that as well. And today we have a guest, and we're going to get to her in a minute. I had her muted because she kind of can be out of control sometimes. So I said, well, it's best that let's mute Amy temporarily until I do a little talking, and then we'll unmute her. Because once you unmute her, it's not going to stop, okay? So just so you know. But once again, thank you so much for joining On Air with Russell of Hotels live radio show. And for the people on Facebook Live, I do appreciate you listening as well. If you want to look up at Facebook Live, go to your Facebook page and then type in LA Talk Radio, and then you should see me and Amy, and then you can just click on that and look at the screen or share your screen and things like that. So, okay, like I said a little while ago, we're show 53. We're all about collaboration and connecting people, and today is not going to be any different because we're collaborating. We're connecting with Miss Amy Beardsley, who is the DOSM at the Origin Hotel in Denver. But we're going to get there in a couple minutes. I just wanted to quickly go through a little stuff that I had, not necessarily housekeeping notes, but some industry kind of news. You guys hear about Airbnb? They got $1 billion they had got $1 billion before, but then, someone or group of people, investors, gave them another $1 billion. Does that mean that we're expecting when all this is over that, people are going to be doing shared living space, versus hotels? What do you think about that? I don't know. Amy, I'm going to introduce you later, but if you can unmute yourself and just that, what do you think about Airbnb getting another $1 billion? Do you think it's going to be maybe a shift in people going to be using more Airbnb space versus hotel space? What do you think?
That's a tough one. I don't know. I feel like with this environment, we can get into it later, but we're talking about health and safety standards, right? And hotels are so regulated in that sense. And I think a lot of the public doesn't get that because they don't know what we do behind the scenes. But Airbnb is much less regulated. I mean, you are in someone's house. You know what I mean? You don't know their protocols. You don't know what they're doing to stay safe and if it's real and if it's not and who's to tell, right? So I feel like if hotels are struggling, Airbnbs are going to struggle even worse. You know, I even think for the millennial group, it's just going to be different. Things are going to change after this. So that's my two cents.
No, that, you know what? Your two cents is worth probably a quarter right now. So I appreciate that. But because that does bring up other points. I mean, she hit it on the head, you know, regulated versus unregulated. So I don't know what these, not saying that these hosts wouldn't do these things, but they're not regulated by anyone to do it. Airbnb, I don't believe there's an Airbnb police that's going to go knock on the door and say, hey, are you doing this? Or what did you use for this? Or to clean this and to clean that. So, I mean, those are things that we all have to be aware of. But bottom line, Airbnb still got $1 billion to, you know, continue what they're doing. So I don't know if that means they're going to grow, if they're going to, if that's to get them out of this situation that they're in, or maybe minimize the situation, because what they ended up having to do is give money back. Because remember, if you book on Airbnb, you're paying ahead of time. You're paying before you actually stay. So what's devastating to them is that they had to give that money back, meaning they don't have the money in their coffers, so to speak, anymore. So, and that's the issue. And that could be the issue with, you know, when you do a reservation, you prepay and things like that for hotels and that. So it can be the same kind of thing where you have to give money back. Expedia, you do prepay, you know, all the online travel agents, you do prepay as well. So they're, you know, having they're having issues with this as well. So I'm just throwing it out there. But that is interesting. But what about marketing? I mean, what are we doing to market? Are we doing things differently? And we're going to get into this with you, Amy. But, you know, the big thing, and, you know, and I see this because, you know, during this whole quarantine thing, you know, the family, they're thinking about different things to do to keep entertained. Well, this whole TikTok thing, everybody's, you know, going TikTok crazy, right? With videos and things like this, trying to, you know, one up someone else and come up with these different things. Yeah. So is that the new marketing? I mean, are hotels going to be using TikTok, you know, to do this? Because everybody's watching them, you know, millions of people are watching them. So is that another way to stay relevant? I don't know. We're going to see, because we're going to, you know, jump in with Amy, because that's one of the things I'm going to ask her. I don't think she knows this, but one of the things I'm going to ask her is that, you know, what are we doing to stay relevant during these times? Or are we? I mean, because I see a lot of hotels that aren't doing anything. I you know, that's just me. And I spend more time on the internet than probably anybody, or just seeing what hotels are doing. And I'm not seeing a lot what's going on, but I'm going to make some comments about that. Anyway, contact information. How do you get a hold of Russell Hotels if you need to, you know, you want to talk to somebody or you want to come on the show? You know, you want to be relevant and you want to come on the show. Obviously, Amy wants to be relevant because she's on the show. Okay. She reached out. We reached out. We talked to each other and say, hey, are you doing your show? You still doing your show? I say, of course, I'm still doing my show. You want to be on it? Are you serious? Are you? Of course, Amy, let's make it happen. So we made it happen. So that's what we do. So it's all about collaboration and connecting. So that's what we do. How do you get a hold of Russell of Hotels? Russell@russellofhotels.com is my email. Twitter, I'm at Russell of Hotels. IG, Russell of Hotels. LinkedIn, I'm on at Russell L. Edmond. Facebook, I have two of those pages, Russell L. Edmond and Russell of Hotels. And then, of course, I have a website, which is www.russellofhotels.com. So there you go. So there's no reason why you shouldn't be able to get a hold of me. Who's on blast? You know, last week I said I'm not going to put people on blast because, you know, we're all going through this stuff. But you know what? What the heck? I'm putting people on blast, okay? Same people that are on blast before. You're still on blast. And guess what? You're not doing a lot, so I don't see why you wouldn't call me to be on the show, right? You know, not to be funny or anything like that, but come on now, this is a good time to be on and talk about your brand and stay relevant. So Brian Churchill, VL Tourism, you're on blast. Carol Motley, director of, and I'm not sure, and someone needs to tell me if these, because I haven't communicated with these people. Are they still working? I don't know. On furlough, I really don't know, but someone needs to tell me. But they were on blast before, so it's not like I'm adding new people to this thing. So Carol Motley, you're on blast. Luis Torres, you're on blast. Stephanie Corsino, you're on blast. Junior Tavaha, you're on blast as well. So we're not going to like I said, I'm not going to deviate from who's on blast at this point. I'm not going to add any new people to it, but I do want some people to jump on the show and, you know, let us know what's going on, how you guys are doing. Because people want to hear. People do want to know what's going on. A special thank you to Kat Von B, a.k.a. the Traveling Greek, and Kiera Riley of Planes, Trains, and Formula One. They were my guests last week. I do appreciate insight on the, content creators is what you guys was the proper term, but I said influencers. But however you want to spin it, that's fine. I do appreciate you guys being on the show last week. You guys brought a lot of insight. In fact, I had like 1,200 views of the video of you guys being on there. So Amy, you got some big shoes to fill. So we got to get at least 1,300 people to watch the show. Okay, so you better come up with some stuff. Shout out to Mr. Amani Roberts, whose book DJ Means Business: One Night Behind the Turntables Can Spin Your Company's Success, comes out today. So he's having a virtual book launch party on Thursday at 6 p.m. So Amani didn't ask me to do this. I'm just doing it because he's a friend and he's helped me out on the social media thing. I mean, more than what he could really know and realize that what he's done. So, and he's a former Marriott person. He was a GM, director of sales, all that kind of stuff too. So he understands and he's a member of MPI. In fact, I think he's a VP of membership for Southern California, MPI, Southern California chapter. So Monty, once again, congratulations on your book. And like I said, a quick shout out to him. His book is on the shelves now. It's called DJ Means Business. Okay, so get that book and share with Amani that, you know, you bought the book and you read the book and you like the book. Okay, so, and I don't read, to be honest with you, Amani, but I'm going to get your book. Okay, I'm going to get your book. I don't know if I'm going to read it either, but I'll at least put it on the shelf in back of me. Okay, so there you go. Now, introduction of today's guest. Miss Amy Beardsley, Director of Sales. We're going to get in this M part later because she told me I should use that loosely. But she's the Director of Sales at the Origin Hotel Red Rocks, which is actually in Golden, Colorado, but it's outside of Denver. Am I right?
Let me unmute myself. So, yeah, we're in Golden, you know, Coors Brewery, Red Rocks Amphitheater, but we're about 10 minutes from downtown Denver.
Okay. Very good. Now, let me just go through your list of things that I asked Amy to do a quick bio, right? Because I didn't have one and she just came up with some stuff. So I'll probably paraphrase it because there's a lot to consume here, but I'll probably paraphrase it.
You're supposed to write my bio for me. I thought that was the deal, but.
No, I don't do that. But anyway, she began her career. Check this out. Began her career with Broughton Hotels. Guess what? I worked for Broughton Hotels as well. In fact, that's where I met Amy when she was 17. I didn't realize she was only 17 when she first started. So she worked at the Georgian Hotel, which is a historic hotel in Santa Monica, right? Love that hotel. That's probably one of my favorite hotels in the LA area. The Georgian Hotel, right on Ocean Boulevard, has this beautiful veranda. You can have drinks there. You can people watch right across from the beach. I don't think you can get a better view of the ocean and the beach other than from where that location is. So if you're ever in Santa Monica in LA area, go check out the Georgian Hotel. I just have to throw that out there for the Georgian Hotel. Okay, so anyway, she was with Broughton Hotels, a boutique historic hotel in Santa Monica, while pursuing a degree in sports broadcasting. After realizing the tough nature of sports broadcasting, she knew she loved the hospitality industry and devoted her career to diving into hotels. After working as a sales coordinator, which when I met her, I believe she was a sales coordinator, sales manager and revenue manager, but I think she dabbled in a lot of the other things too, and revenue manager with Broughton Hospitality, Amy became the director of sales for a boutique historical hotel in the Redwoods of Northern California. She has worked in a variety of hotels, including boutiques, independents, brands such as Starwood, Marriott, and IHG, historic hotels, luxury, and select service. And now the brand new Hotel Origin Red Rocks. So welcome to the show for the second time. I didn't even say that. That's right. You were on the show about a year ago when I was in Denver. And we're going to go into how I even got to Denver. But anyway, welcome to the show, Amy Beardsley.
Thank you, Russell. Happy to be back.
Good, good. No, I appreciate you, you know, on short notice, you know, wanting to be on the show. And we make things happen here. We're not out just... I want to talk the talk. I want to walk the walk. So when I want somebody to be on the show, when I say, hey, you want to be on the show again? You know, you said, are you serious? I'm like, yeah, heck yeah. If I say it, yeah, we're going to make it happen. So I do appreciate you coming on the show again and give us some insight. So what's going on? Are you still open?
Yeah, we're still open here, you know, and Denver, I mean, I think we're all being hit the same way, but, our hotel is still open. We've had a few hotels close in our comp set. So that's, I guess, opportunity for us. I hate to say it that way, but, and I'm still working, you know, I'm on shortened work week and limited hours, but I'm still here. Someone's got to sell this awesome hotel. So, they're keeping me around for the time being, but I know a lot of the big players in like downtown area, they're closed, you know, and I think it's just trying to imagine, right, these big convention hotels and convention centers that are just closing down is wild. I never thought we'd see this day. Here we are.
Yeah. Well, hey, hang on, because I'm sure there's going to be some more things happen that we've never seen either. But I have to say congratulations on still working. I mean, that's a good thing because so many of our colleagues are not. And then I get... The thing that gets me, okay, you're open, and I don't have a problem with saying this, but we got haters out there because people are hating and mad because there's people still they're still open and still working. I mean, we're all in this together, and, you know, what did your hotel do to, I guess, maybe gauge if we should stay open versus close? You know, what did you guys do how did you even come up with that decision to stay open?
Yeah. Well, first of all, on the, you know, people upset that we're still working, I think that there's two perspectives to that, right? I think if I was unemployed, I'd be, you know, I'd be understandably jealous that, hey, I don't have my paycheck coming in. But then there's the other perspective that's like, think of the pressure that's put on the very few people that are still here trying to bring everybody back, right? So whether people are going to come back and get a paycheck again is on my shoulders, right? I mean, we laid off almost 60 staff members and the amount of a week, and a lot of them were my best friends, you know, people I'm really close to, and it's emotional, and it puts even more pressure on, okay, how can we do the best that we can to open as soon as possible, right? So I think there's just a couple different sides that not everybody sees, but it's definitely a high pressure, very emotional thing to have to, you know, be responsible for this hotel and so many jobs, right? Mm-hmm. Our hotel, you know, I work for Pyramid Hotel Group, right, which is one of the largest management companies in the country. And we all had an exercise of cost analysis, right, like any business. And it's one of those things where do you have enough revenue coming in to keep your doors open? And what would it cost to close? And I think a lot of people don't realize that closing a hotel is super costly. There's, you know, utilities you have to shut off and shut back on, and you know, certificates through the city, through the county, through the government. And we know it because we just opened 18 months ago. So we understand how costly it is to open a hotel. It's very fresh in our minds. And for us, you know, we had a really great first quarter as well, where not every hotel did. We exceeded our budget. We exceeded our GOP. We were able to have a little bit of a surplus to carry us through where, I mean, if you had a bad Q4, a bad Q1, this is just even worse for you, right? I mean, you probably don't even have enough GOP to keep the lights on, keep the electricity going. So again, it's not an easy exercise. It's weighing pros and cons. And I think I know everybody wants to keep everybody employed. Everybody wants to stay open, but a lot of hotels are just understanding that, okay, if we close now, we'll be able to operate even sooner, right? If it makes sense for you to close and save those dollars, like these big Sheratons, these big Marriotts, it costs a lot of money, you know, to even keep your boilers on, your electricity on. I mean, and if you don't have enough revenue to justify that in labor, which we all know is, you know, number one cost of hotels, it just doesn't make sense. So our hotel, you know, fortunately, we're able to do that because we're seasonal. So we spend 6 months out of the year being at a 10% occupancy, and we understand how to run on skeleton crew because we do it. You know, it's part of our business plan, and it's something I think we've mastered over the last 18 months. And a lot of hotels never have to worry about stuff like that. So that's how we've managed to keep our doors open and try and, you know, not incur the cost of closing and the headache that comes with it. So
I like that. That makes plenty of sense. And I'm sure some of the hotels did that as well, or maybe they didn't. I don't know, because you know what? To be honest with you, you're the first person that I've talked to that actually, one, is still working at a hotel, and two, you know, is open and candid about how the procedure actually works. Because a lot of people, you know, they kind of keep that close to the vest. They, you know, they think they're, you know, I don't want to let people know what's going on. But I mean, I do appreciate you're open, being open and honest about how you guys came up with the decision to keep it open. And like you said, you've experienced it, because being a hotel that's kind, that can be kind of somewhat seasonal. I mean, that makes sense. Now, Origin Hotel Red Rocks. Now, there's something significant about your hotel. Now, I bounce around back and forth on these topics. We'll get back to the questions, but it's important that we talk about where this hotel is, Red Rocks, and what is it located next to?
Yeah, so our hotel was built for the purpose of a demand driver, which is Red Rocks Amphitheater. So the amphitheater is run by the city, and it's needed a hotel for a while, right? Like any concert venue, you go to the Pepsi Center, you go to LA Live, you got the JW there, right? this amphitheater didn't have a hotel, and the city was really, really particular about, number one, allowing a hotel because it's on federal land, right? Governmental land. And number two, what that hotel is going to be. So the city aligned very well with our owners on, you know, philosophies and how they take care of people and what the concept needed to be. And so that's why we got the approval to be here. So again, it's a very niche market, right? We're in the foothills. There's not much around us. Just like Red Rocks Amphitheater, it was built into basically a national forest, right? It's a rock. So if you guys don't know Red Rocks Amphitheater, then number one, I'm concerned because I feel like everybody should know Red Rock, like the iconic, you know, it's like the Berlin Wall of America. So check it out, right? I mean, it's a great concert venue. It's all natural acoustics. It's outdoors. So you're watching concerts under the stars. It's like a bucket list thing for sure. But now we have a hotel. So now people don't have to drink and drive and, you know, try and find a hotel to stay at when they're partying at Red Rocks. And that's our demand driver. So concert season is usually mid-April to about Halloween, usually. We're supposed to have Snoop Dogg here tomorrow. Snoop.
What?
I'm mad at you, man. but that's our demand driver. So outside of those time periods, it's especially because we're brand new. We don't have the Marriott backing, the Marriott support levels. We don't have the point system. So we don't have a lot of demand outside of concert season. So
where did the name Origin come from?
So the concept of the hotel brand, which we are the flagship hotel, there are others that are open, was that you really want to feel indigenous to where you are. So unlike most hotels that want to keep all their guests inside and in their restaurants, I mean, we like that too, but we want to be indigenous to where we are located. So we want our people to go out and explore and hike, and you know, we provide complimentary mountain bike rentals and, you know, trail maps. And we work with a lot of local partnerships because we want them to explore and feel like you're actually in Colorado, right? So that's, you're in the origin of where you are. You're rooted, you're grounded, and you feel that, right? It's supposed to be a pretty nostalgic experience. So that's where the name came from, I think. Correct me if I'm wrong, Thrash.
Hey, that was a good sales job. I put you on the spot, so you had to come up with something. So yeah. You're a sales manager. You're a director of sales, so you should come up with something good. So there you go. Thank you. Now, that sounds good, though. I like that. Even if you just made it up, it sounds good. During this time of uncertainty, how do you stay relevant? What do you do there for 8 hours a day?
How do you... Also, things I don't work. Which I understand why, but yeah, okay, Russell. Don't bring up all the times you sat on my veranda at 2 p.m. for cocktails, okay?
That's true. Free cocktails, too. Thank you so much for buying. I appreciate that.
Yes, you're such a loyal customer to the Georgian Hotel. So, I mean, our hotel is, it's particularly difficult, right? And that's a good question for us because so many people ask me that. It's like, we're a brand new brand. You know, we don't have, we're a brand new hotel and we're a brand new brand. So we have a couple different, I guess, challenges in our way of staying relevant. But again, I think that the foundation of this brand, one of our pillars that you can call it, we have a couple different pillars that we're founded on, but is community. And we do a lot of work in the community, and it's not the PR, you know, press kind of community. It's real. We work with a lot of local nonprofits. We volunteer. We encourage our employees to go out and explore. We pay them money to go travel every year. So we have a travel fund program, and we have a really close connection, you know, in the community, within the community. We have a ton of different partners because that's what we bring in, right? We're the origin. We want the community experience. So we don't bring in, you know, the big names. We bring in the local players to do, you know, exercise classes and to do fundraisers, and we're really connected that way. So I feel like that has carried us, you know, during these times, is people know that we're authentic, we're genuine, and we reach out to our partners and we say, how can we help you, right? Like, right now, I mean, our job is not to go prospect to, you know, Fortune 500s. Our job is, okay, we're part of the community. You're part of us and we're part of you. And what can we give to you to help us all get through this, right? While still protecting our assets. So I think a lot of that, our community knows, you know, there's a strong word of mouth out here. And it's definitely helping us stay relevant. So we're trying to work with all of our local first responders, which we do anyways. Pyramid Hotel Group is really, really good about that, about working with first responders and local police departments. And so we've already had that connection with them since we've been with Pyramid. So just, hey, do you guys need rooms? You know, do you need food to feed your family? We're shutting down our restaurant, you know? And that's kind of how we stay relevant. You know, we keep in contact. We try to keep our social media. Like, I know you were talking to Jim, you know, from Broughton, Jim Schichta, my dear friend. Hi, Jim. I know you're listening because you listen every week. But it's like he was saying, right? You have to stay on top of people's minds and share this information with them. Let them know what you're doing. Let them know we're all humans, right? We're all humans. We're all dealing with this together. I'm not just a salesperson. You're not just a client. So how can I help you? And in turn, I've had so many clients, which I think is really ironic. So many clients reach out to me and they're just, are you okay? You know, we're going to do everything we can to book with you, and we're going to, you know, have my grandma's birthday party there because we want to support you. And so we're just in a different environment right now. And as bad as it feels, it also, there's warm and fuzzies that come with that too. So
I like that. Very good. Very good. So, okay. So you are checking all the boxes. I mean, you talk about community, but are you doing things as far as social media is concerned? I mean, you do stay on top of that as well.
Yeah, we do as a brand, especially. So I don't know about TikTok videos, but I don't know that we're going to go that far. You don't want to see TikTok. No one wants.
Well, yeah, you're probably right. You're probably right. Okay. Well, that sounds good. Now, I do. No, that's good because, like I mentioned earlier before, you know, there's a lot of hotels that are just, they're sitting it out. I mean, and that's not a, that's not a good thing. I mean, you have to send, even if it's as small as just sending something out on a weekly basis or whatever about, I don't know what. I mean, you pick what you would send out, but send something out. And a lot of them are not doing that. So they're, I was listening to or read a comment from a, and this guy's a content creator, probably one of the top content creators in the U.S. His name is Scott Eddy. He goes by Mr. Scott Eddy is his name on whatever Twitter and Instagram, has over 1 million followers or whatever. And he happens to be a friend of mine. I know him personally. And one thing he said is, this is not the time for radio silence, meaning we're not going to do anything. We're just going to we're going to sit this thing out. You know, you have to still be relevant. You have to be, like you said, and like Jim said before you have to be top of mind. Somehow, you still have to be top of mind. And what's the best way to get to someone is through social media. I mean, that's, if anything we've learned now is that if we weren't using this this whatever, this avenue to get to people, we need to be doing it now. And I mentioned the TikTok stuff because that's what the family, my family's doing. They're doing TikTok videos. Whatever you need to do, you need to do it. I mean, if it's TikTok videos to make, to be top of mind, I remember someone that did a TikTok video. This hotel hadn't opened yet, but it was the Godfrey Hotel. They did a TikTok video for something. But they, you know, you're working with a bunch of millennials too. So that's what, you know, maybe that's what they're into. But I saw the video. I happened to see it, and it was something that was kind of catchy or whatever, and I can see other people doing it too. So I'm just saying that doing nothing is not an option.
Yeah, and it depends too on who you're targeting, right? So one of the things that we're going to put in place that we actually talked about earlier today is with our staff, you know, I mean, as you know, 90% of our staff is furloughed. But we send out newsletters, you know, every couple of weeks to stay in touch with them. And we're going to start doing little contests that we can feature on our social media. So we have the Nomad Taqueria. We have an authentic taqueria here at the hotel. And we want to do like the most creative taco you can make with what's in your fridge, right? So send in your pictures and we'll feature it on the newsletter. We'll put it on Instagram, you know, just trying to stay engaged and trying to stay relevant with our team as well. And then, you know, with travel agents, I mean, I'm in a fortunate position with things like this because I know that 90% of hotels can't do this, but you know, travel agents are hurting too, right? They're not booking business. People are not traveling. So we're trying to do, you know, increase commission promos and send things out to the universe that can help put money back into other people's pockets. Right. So like you said, collaborate, try and think of ways we can help each other. We're all hurting the same right now. And just try to stay positive. You know, I think there's so much fear right now that even our clients, we have a photo booth here. So I'll take like a strip of, I'll hold up little signs and say, I miss you and hope you're well, and do it in my photo booth and send it in the snail mail. And it feels good for people to just have something silly, have something funny, and remind them that, you know, we're here, right? We're human, you're human. So yeah, I mean, there's lots of different ways to stay relevant. It's just who you're trying to target and how you plan to do it. And we got the time to figure it out right now. Right. So.
Right. Exactly. And I love what you said you're doing with your employees to keep them engaged, because eventually, yeah, they will come back to work. It's just a matter of when is that going to be? We don't know, but you know, getting them engaged with making tacos or whatever that is. I mean, those are great ideas that hopefully people are listening to this and, you know, and it's okay. Copying something is the best form of flattery. So yeah, sometimes people will, if I didn't come up with it, I'm not going to do it. If it wasn't my idea initially, I'm not going to do it. BS. Just do it. Make it happen. So yeah. And it's all about the message, and it's all about who you're targeting as well. So you want to be conscious and be aware of those two things too. So, and I do understand that. So thank you for bringing those up as well. So what is an average day like for you now? Now, obviously, things have changed. There's not the same amount of people around there. What is the average day? You know, and I joked about this earlier, like, you know, what do you actually do? You know, that kind of stuff. But what is the average day? What's the average day like, Amy, these days?
Okay, I'm going to start off by sleeping in because I don't have to drive an hour and a half anymore. There's no traffic. So first I sleep in every single day, and I don't know what life is going to be like after this. I don't know how I'm going to actually show up to work on time, but you know, I think it's a lot of brainstorming, and especially being a brand new brand and a brand new hotel for us, it's like, you know, we have a season where we're so busy and we're just reacting. Right. Mm-hmm. And our hope for the off season was, how can we be proactive? What can we do? What are people saying? What do people want? What are trends? How can we engage our employees? How can we engage our clients? You know, how can we stay relevant? And half of my day is just that. It's just brainstorming and trying to stay in touch with people. I mean, you mention it on your show all the time. Now's not the time to prospect to Fortune 500s and ask for money. Now's the time to check in with people and say, how are you? How are your families? You know, what can we do for you? We're here, right? Just let them know we're here. So that's a lot of my day. And the other half is literally booking business. Because, you know, I always say it, it's my favorite saying, if you're bored working in sales, then you're doing it wrong. I mean, that's just the bottom line, you're doing it wrong. There's a lot of proactive measures we can take right now, coming up with promo for the future and talking to our clients. And I make it a point to go through my future groups every single day and reach out to them at least once a week. Hey, how are you guys doing? How's it feeling? What are your attendees saying? You know, what are your attendees expecting? How can we, you know, put you at ease, right? Are you concerned about food quality? Are you concerned about safety? You know, are you concerned about guest rooms? Like, what can I do to help ramp you up to make you feel better about coming in September? And then rebooking, right? We have a ton of groups that don't want to cancel. And that's what I'm finding is that I would say 95% of my clients, they don't want to cancel. This is, their meetings are important. They have initiatives and objectives and they want to meet. And, you know, a lot of these are weddings. God, it's so sad. It's their, the best day of their life that they've had to cancel, you know, and they're losing loved ones and, you know, things are falling apart. So instead of just the normal, oh, take a lead and get back, it's like, well, let's talk, you know, how are you? How's your family and what's been going on and how can I help you? So it's, I don't want to say this is enjoyable because this is not fun, but on the flip side, like second perspective, it's nice to have the time to actually get to know our clients and get to know their attendees and their business and really take the time to dive in. So like I said, there's never a slow time in sales or else you're doing it wrong. You can always find a way to reach out and figure things out that are going to help your clients and help your business. So.
Very good. I love it. I love the energy despite what's going on. I mean, you know, you're reaching out to clients, you're letting them know what's going on. And all that plays a part in the big picture of things, in the big scheme of things. So I do appreciate you doing that. Guys, there was something else I was going to ask you on that same note, but I just forgot. So that was your average day, right? Okay. Let me ask this. This is totally off. Okay. I don't know if I should ask this question first or this question. Okay. You're a salesperson, but I'm going to ask you an operation question because we all know that sales, you know, what they say, sales delivers the dream or sales creates the dream, operational delivers the dream, whatever, however that old saying goes, right? But this is an operational question. So put your thinking cap on because it's going to be, it's an operation question, but it's going to have to be a sales thought in back of what I'm going to ask you. So what, knowing we know now, okay, what is your hotel doing that will ease the minds of a future guest coming in there? And this is from a safety perspective, because believe me, people are going to ask, when all this is said and done, in order for me to go to this one hotel, any hotel, I'm going to want to know, and I'm going to be a group, and I'm bringing a group, and I'm responsible for that group, right?
Right.
Why am I going to choose your hotel or over another one? As far as, you know, what have you done? Just based on what we know now about, I don't know, germs or our environment or being close to people. What are we doing now to help us out in the future for future groups? Because this question will come up.
Oh yeah, and it already has. I mean, even transient guests call us every day and say, when was the last time someone occupied the room you're planning on putting me in, right? Fair question. Like I would ask the very same thing, right? Mm-hmm. But I think, you know, and I kind of said this earlier, is hotels, we have very strict and strong regulations when it comes to safety, when it comes to cleanliness, when it comes to sanitation. And I, obviously that's not something that we share often with general public, because why would they need to know, right? I mean, who people just understand that, oh, you know, my room's clean, smells good, everything's great. And then they move on. But you're right. People are going to want to know now. And I don't think it's necessarily something that we're doing super different. I mean, most hotels, if you don't know your sanitation efforts, then you need to take a hard look at what you do. But, you know, it's just not public knowledge. And in the last 3 years, I've worked for 5 different management companies, which I'm not proud to admit, but, every single management company I have worked for, endless trainings. Okay. And it's not just sales. It has nothing to do with sales. It's, you know, chemical reactions and housekeeping and, you know, needles and blood safety and, you know, active shooter safety and human trafficking safety and, you know, lockout tagouts and engineering. And there's so much that goes into hotels that people don't realize that all have to know this. We all have to know CPR. We all have to know how to use a fire extinguisher. And I think it's just, you know, informing the general public, like, hey, this is what we do. you know, your safety has always been a concern. Our employee safety has always been a concern. Let us share with you how we, you know, approach these things. And, you know, as far as what we're doing differently now, I mean, we've always been a clean hotel, right? I'm not going to say, oh, we've got extra, extra strength Lysol. No, we've got the best of the best, right? You know. We have commercial grade chemicals that you can't buy in the store because that's the standards that we're held to. But, you know, the little things, like instead of collecting keys upon checkout, we're putting them in a sanitation bin. We're not touching key cards. We're not touching keys. You know, we're taking extra caution with door handles. We're practicing our social distancing, you know. All the things that we need to do at this point in time. But again, I think it's just letting the public know. I mean, we communicate with our clients and we have it on our website. We have it in our monthly e-blast. It's like, here's what we're doing. You know, here's what we're seeing and so far, so good, right? I mean, we haven't had any cases. We haven't heard of any cases. We haven't had any guests get cases that we know of. But yeah, it's a good question. And, you know, it's just how are we going to communicate that? And how are we going to ease people's minds, I think, is what we really need to focus on.
That was, you know, like you hit a lot of things in that, in what you just said, because the public does not know all the ins and outs of hotels and how they operate. Regardless of what department you're in, you do have to go through all those trainings. And I remember, I mean, you hit something on the head, like, you know, fire training, where you had to actually physically, you know, take a fire extinguisher and they put a fire outside and you would actually do the sweeping motion and all that kind of stuff. So, yeah. And like you said, and you mentioned this earlier when I mentioned the Airbnb part of it, is that those trainings are not happening with those type of places or those hosts, whatever, within Airbnb. But those things are happening within hotels that behind the scenes, I know, but Joe Q public doesn't know that those things are happening. So for you to say that and say, yeah, well, we've always used Lysol. We may not be using extra strength Lysol, but we are using the things that are going to, you know, combat any future cases and things like that. So, I mean, you hit it right on the head. So I do appreciate what you just said.
I should be an ops. I don't know what to say about that.
Hopefully your GM, Chris Kozor. Yeah. Hopefully he is listening and he heard that, because, hey, you know your stuff, you've been trained well. Which one is it? I don't know what it is.
He doesn't want me an ops. He feels the same way about me as you do. Get away from me. So.
No, we don't need you enough. You need to stay in sales. Yeah, that was good. That was good. No, but I appreciate you saying that. Now, and we're getting close to the end here. Hey, we're on with Amy Beardsley, DOS, Director of Sales at the Origin Hotel, which is in Golden, Colorado, which is about 10 minutes from downtown Denver. Did I say that right?
You did. Spot on.
And for people who haven't been there, you know, Denver has to be like the beer capital of the United States, because they have some good beer there. And I only know that because when I was there, you like gave me like a case of beer.
I did. And it wasn't that hard to find. It was good beer. And you took it home with you.
I took it home. I sure did. You gave me, who gives you a host of beer? And I'm supposed to just leave it in the room? I took it home with me. I packed it up.
Salesperson gives you a whole case, because when I travel, I expect a case.
So. Okay, all right. And I took some towels with me, just so you know. I did take towels because I had to wrap the beer up in something, right? So I did take a couple.
JW Marriott, so he's going to use that as an excuse. But really, he probably took a lot more than towels.
Now, for those who didn't know, the last time Amy was on the show, you were the sales manager. Leisure sales, director of leisure sales with the JW Marriott, which is in Denver, but it's in, what's the part of Denver? Cherry Creek, Denver. So Amy had invited me to come because I was actually doing a program in Denver, but I didn't know. First of all, I didn't even know Amy was back in Denver, because last time I had spoken to her, she was at the West End in Pasadena. Mm-hmm. Which that was a huge surprise. I go in for a site inspection and Amy's at the door. I'm like, what the heck are you doing here? you know, and then we go through this whole story. Then a week later, she's in Denver.
So, it was like 6 weeks. But,
okay. All right. 6 weeks. 6 weeks later. Okay. She was in Denver. But anyway, it was good. So we connected and I was coming out to Denver and she invited me to stay at her hotel for a couple nights. Yeah. And which was great. So, I mean, the beer, that was great. And so I do appreciate that. So Denver's the place to be. It's a good place to have meetings. So, but anyway, I have one final question for you.
Make it good. Make it count.
What has this situation taught you?
Okay, so to be candid, I don't know everything, which came as a huge surprise to me because I was pretty sure I knew everything. I don't know anything. So, you know, I told you I started in, I'm not old, okay, but I started in hotels. I was 17 and it was a couple years before we had the big recession. And I felt like I'd been through it all, right? It's like, oh, don't worry. I'm easing the minds of my team and people that haven't been in the business as long as us. And I'm like, it's fine. You know, we've been through this. We've seen this. We're all going to keep our jobs. We're going to come out of this. It's going to blow over. And even the professionals, I mean, like I told you, Michael Dominguez, who is the best in our business, right? I mean, I saw him speak with Colorado Hotels and Lodging Association at the end of March. And he said the same thing, guys, keep traveling, post your pictures of you traveling. This is going to blow over. And here we are, right? Definitely the total opposite of even what the professionals thought. So number one, I don't know everything. don't you laugh at that, Russell. You don't know everything either.
You're right.
We know a lot, but we don't know everything. But I think too is, you know, from a business perspective and an asset protection perspective, is having a contingency plan. And I remember Broughton had a really good one when we were with them. But we have a contingency plan in place anyways, because we're a seasonal hotel. And so we approach this very proactively, you know, ahead of a lot of the hotels in our comp set. It's like, okay, well, let's talk about the worst case scenario and let's talk about how we're going to fix this and come up with a plan A through Z. And that's really important. That's important for any business, but, especially in our industry, you know, things like this hurt. What's the first thing people cut out? It's travel, right? It's their vacations. You know, they got mortgages to pay, kids to feed. So that's the first thing that goes, and we know that, right? We know that firsthand. We've seen it. So a contingency plan is pretty important as far as, what I know now, right? And then just the connection that you have with your team, I think is super important, which I've always had really good connections with my peers and with my team, but, no one wants to feel alone right now. And we're all in hospitality. We're in this for a reason. We're good at it, right? We have servants' hearts. We want to take care of people and people want to take care of us. And I learned a lot just as a mom, you know, and as a boss and as an employee of just recognizing that, taking a minute to slow down and figuring out what your priorities are. And I think a lot of us are there right now. It's, what have we learned from this? Well, you know, I work a lot, right? Maybe I don't spend as much time with my kids as I should. Maybe I don't recognize my teammates as often as I should, you know, because now we're at a point where I don't get to see them, you know, and now I see my kids every day and I think, oh my God, you know, when did this happen? When did you get so smart? You know, when did you learn all this? It's so I learned too that I think we need to do some more self-evaluation and do it more often and kind of come together as a country and evaluate our mental health and evaluate our work-life balance. And instead of just talking about it all the time, maybe actually, you know, start practicing it more. So I know that's kind of a little off topic, but
obviously you have a lot of time. Now we know what you're doing. You're being a philosopher.
I'm just reflecting. 6 out of 8 hours a day.
No, that was good. That was very well put. Because
be up at night, Russell. So yeah, you know,
I understand. I understand. But no, that was definitely good the way you put that, because I mean, everyone's at home. Everyone's seeing things they hadn't seen in a long time. You're maybe doing homework, or even, you know, the online, all those. Kids are doing things online. Now you're helping them with homework and you're more engaged in what's going on. And it's all because of everyone is in one place. I mean, you can't move about. So you kind of have to. And that's personal, but within your business life, you know, you have more time to think about, you know, should we do this, or What happens if that happens? So now, if you did have a contingent plan, now you're thinking about it, because guess what? I mean, all this stuff, we still don't know what's going to happen, right? So what's going to happen if this, you know, if we get to this, you know, this magical date and we're still, you know, at the same point that we are now. So we're going to have to rethink what we thought we were going to be doing. So, I mean, it's just get your mind to working. And I mean, there was no right or wrong answer to that, the question I asked you, but you hit it right on the head. I mean, you took it from a business perspective and went to a personal perspective, because at the end of the day, it's all about home. It's all about our family. It's all about that, right? Everything else, all this other crap, work and all that stuff, who cares, right? Because it's all about, at the end of the day, it's all about the family and how this is affecting you and your family. So no, that was good. I love the way you put that. So, I mean, there's nothing. Drop the mic, okay? Just drop the mic and leave, right? You ain't got to say nothing else. But I do thank you, Amy, for, you know, taking the time out of your busy schedule to assist. I'm sorry, what was that?
I said, for those not watching and only listening, you really got to start watching Russell. He's the king of one-liners. That's my name. O-L.
That's okay. And for the people that are listening and not watching, this will be on every social media platform, meaning the video. I put these things up on Facebook. I put them on LinkedIn. I put it on Instagram as well as Twitter. So, and what's the other one? YouTube. I do that as well. The other one, YouTube. So, yeah. So those things, you can always watch it if you get bored and you want to see it. So, but I do appreciate you, Amy, for coming on. Thank you so much. And give a shout out. I want to give a shout out to your GM again, Mr. Chris Kozor.
You know, I think it's whatever you want to call him.
Chris Kozor. I'm going to just say Chris Kozor.
That's perfect.
He's the GM at the Origin Hotel in Denver. Origin Red Rocks. Origin Hotel Red Rocks.
I was waiting for you to butcher that.
Origin Hotel Red Rocks.
The very end, so I'm proud of you. Thank you, Russell, for having me on your show and staying in contact with all of your hospitality friends, because you do a great job.
I try. I think we just need to, I mean, it's a place, it's an avenue, a vehicle for people to come in and talk about just exactly what you talk about. Because like you said, we're all going through this. We're all in the same boat. Yet you happen to be still working, I mean, which is a good thing. But you come from a different perspective. It's not, like you said, there's a lot of pressure on you to stay, you know, to stay relevant, to still reach out to clients, you know, I mean, and get a gauge from them. I mean, what's going on? And like you said, a lot of your clients, they don't want to cancel. They're basically postponing. So you're working at, you know, trying to find, you know, future open dates and things like that. And who knows, in another couple of weeks, you may have to do that again, you know, because I know you've booked some business, but who's to say that you're not going to have to rebook that or look for other places and things like that, other places on the calendar. So, I mean, of course we all would want to be in your shoes, that kind of thing, but you're out there and I appreciate you being there. I appreciate you coming and giving the voice to the people, and anyone that's interested in coming on the show, I mean, feel free to reach out and say, hey, I want to be on the show. I got a story to tell too. Everyone has a story. Even if you're not working, you still got a damn story. Let's talk about it. Right. So there you go. So thank you so much again, Amy. Get back to work. And I know they're waiting for you to get back there. They're, you know, they're like, where the heck is she? I mean, we got things to do.
I'm just sitting in the ballroom staring outside. As far as I know. So,
and I can't wait for all this to blow over so I can come and check out the Origin Hotel.
Yes. Thank you, Russell.
All right. You take care. And for you guys out there, thank you again for joining On Air with Russell Hotels. I do appreciate it. I do not take it lightly that you guys are tune in or you listen in or you watch. So anyway, take care and we'll see you next week. Bye.
Thank you for joining On Air with Russell of Hotels. please tune in every Tuesday at 1 p.m. as we talk to other hospitality professionals. Your feedback is important. Email Russell at russell@russellofhotels.com with any questions or suggestions. Until next time, try not to be a person of success, rather become a person of value.